Ohio.
Guess where I am?
Where?
In the closet.
Because why?
Well, so hi. Well, this is Hot Drinks. Welcome to Hot Drinks. My name's Jack Coffee.
Who am I? What's my name?
Your name's Latter-day Twaint. And this is a, guess what, weekly podcast that you get every week.
Always has been, always will
always
be.
Always has been, always will be. That is our commitment to you.
Why are you in your closet, though? I thought you came out of the closet.
Well, let me just say really quick first. I'm just really curious because we have recorded, this is now 3 weeks in a row that we've recorded. I don't want to jinx it.
You already did.
Okay.
Anyway,
but
what?
I'm very curious if the gentle listeners are like, oh, I thought this is what I wanted, and now I realize it's not.
Let me,
it's too much.
Let me make an observation.
Okay.
Which, for some reason, is really difficult for me.
To make when an observation?
What I'm about to say. You know how I always have a preamble before I amble.
Right. Like, this is all a preamble to me as to why I'm in my closet.
Right.
So like,
oh right, and I've been inserting a preamble and then an amble into your preamble.
Right.
Okay.
Before we even get to my amble.
Right. But real quick,
yeah.
When we were at our peak, like 2019, would you say?
Was that when we peaked?
We had like 1,000 listens per episode, and now it's like 300.
Yeah, I don't think we were ever 1,000 per. I think we have some episodes that have 1,000.
I don't like this negativity.
Okay, so here's why I'm in my closet. So as you know, I live across the street from a children's prison. Did you not know that?
It's not a prison.
Well, it has barbed wire at the top of the fences that points in, which means it's trying to keep people in.
All right, call a spade a spade. I got you. I got
and
you.
And I would, it's a brand name prison that you've probably heard of if you're Mormon. And so I would mention it, but then I don't want people to come and murder me because they'll know where I live.
Yeah.
But it is some sort of youth facility center with barbed wire. Anyway, so like once a quarter or like once a month, I don't know if this is when they're like vacuuming up all the blood or like what it is, but like some truck pulls up in front of the children's prison and just makes this loud humming noise, and it goes on all day, and it's so annoying. I went out and measured it with a decibel meter.
Are you serious?
It's at 84 decibels, which is like busy traffic levels of sound.
Oh, wow.
And it's so loud and annoying. And then like, I can still hear it from here, but like, I was afraid cause I was like, well, if I sit where I normally sit, I'm right by the windows that face the prison.
Right.
And then I was like, oh, I'll go up to my room. But then I'm like, oh, my room is just one floor up. It faces the same way anyway. So I'm like, well, I'm going to go sit in my closet.
And how's that so far?
I mean, it's fine, but like, I genuinely think if I went out there, you'd be able to hear this like, meh.
Well, let's see.
It's so annoying. It's so annoying. Okay. I'm walking out. Let's see if we can hear it.
Yeah, walk out there. Oh, were you?
Let me describe some things that I see as I walk by them. There's my cat. next to my cat is my deodorant from a brand called Meow Meow Tweet. And what? Next to the Meow Meow Tweet is my Vitiligo Ken, which Lila gave me for Christmas. I mean, my daughter, who has a mystery name, gave me for Christmas.
Vitiligo?
It's Ken, but he has vitiligo.
What's vitiligo?
It's that skin condition where like your skin has different colors, different pigmentations.
Oh, I didn't retain the name of that. Okay, let's see if I can hear.
Okay, now I'm out in my bedroom. Can you hear it?
I cannot personally.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I just don't want to record the whole episode then have someone be like, I could not listen because I could just hear that.
Sure.
Because also we're old. Like what if a young person's listening?
So are you holding the phone in your meaty cup?
No, I'm holding it like a pizza
slice.
Like
a pizza slice. Okay, just wanted to check. Okay, cool. Well, closets are where a lot of people record podcasts instead of getting the sound room.
And if we ever got serious about it, that's where I would record.
We'd record in our closets, yeah.
Yeah, except my closet has a window in it, so I feel like it kind of defeats the purpose.
Oh.
Because wouldn't that mess with the sound? I don't know.
No, because all the clothes in there absorb. They're like shock absorbers for sound, right?
Okay. Well, all right. So maybe this has been a great beginning.
Yeah. And we're almost done. Let's get wrapped up here. I'm just kidding. Well, I am sitting in my studio, which is like a closet, you know.
It is indeed.
It does have a kitchen that is divided by a wall, so that's nice.
Don't you have like a shuffle-in closet, kind of? Like, it's not really a walk-in, but you could shuffle into it.
In closet. I never heard that either.
Well, I just made it up just this very moment.
And it also has vitigo. Wait, what is it called?
Vitiligo.
Vitiligo. Which is also a type of pinsa that we serve at my restaurant.
Anyway.
Yeah, I have a shuffle in. Okay. And it's just like an open. Yeah, it's just like an open. So I'm just grateful. That's all.
I'm grateful to have a roof over my head and kids that love each other.
I mean, is there anything else you need? Yes, there's several other things, but
yeah.
So yeah, I'm sitting in my studio. I've got a big day tomorrow. Tuesday is my big long day. I know I've said this before, but I have 7.5 hours worth of class, and it's just two classes.
That's a lot of class.
Yeah, we have an hour and a half break in between. Which goes
what by. Do you do on that hour and a half break?
Sometimes I spend time working on my project that I have to present in my next class.
Okay.
And sometimes we sit, there's this lounge area with a big screen that plays movies. And sometimes we'll just sit and watch the movie together.
Do you like pack a lunch?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I mean, there are a handful of places I could walk to. For those of you familiar with San Francisco, where I have my classes is basically a motion picture studio. And it's in this industrial area of the neighborhood of Soma, which is south of Market.
Right,
which means south of Market.
Right.
So that's the neighborhood of San Francisco that... Anyway, who cares about any of that? So yeah, I pack a lunch, but I don't have a kind of lunch bag that like has insulation. So I have bring non-perishable. I know I need to get one.
Yeah. Do you have a, anyway, this is the most boring episode we've ever recorded. I was about to offer some suggestions. So it was the Oscars last night. Do you have anything to say, or is that, am I cutting into your Chantilly cream?
Do I have anything to say? I mean, let's make this part of our Chantilly cream and agonies.
Okay.
And just quick refresher for those of you just tuning in, Chantilly cream and agonies has replaced Bagels and Horrors, which replaced, right. Which replaced Cummings and Blowings, which replaced Women's Work, which replaced Housekeeping.
I miss Women's Work. I liked that one.
Go back to that. We could start.
Well, it was different, but it was different. Like when it was Women's Work, it was kind of the business of the pod.
Right.
Now it's just like things that are good and things that are bad.
I think we actually like stayed true to business of the pod like twice though.
Oh, okay. Oh, I don't remember.
Yeah, we're good. So, okay. We'll call this agonies. The closer I get to like actually embarking on my career as an actor, I watch things kind of the way I always have, which is like, could I do that? Could I do that part? Could I do that role? Could I do something that emotionally vulnerable? Could I do something that comedic, you know? Since I've been in school, I'm watching and going, oh yeah, I could do that. Oh, I could do that. I could do that. I could do that. And then it's just up to the director, as far as like casting goes in the future, if I am the look he's looking for, or right. if I deliver a character type that he's looking for, right? It has a lot of times it has little to do with your skill as an actor. So this is how I watch things now. Like, oh yeah, I could do that. I could do that. I could do that.
Am I going to regret asking you what you thought of the Oscars?
I am getting there.
Okay.
I knew it would either go to Oppenheimer or Poor Things.
Okay.
Just because
who won? I don't even know. Oppenheimer?
Yeah.
Okay.
Emma Stone won for Best Actress for Poor Things, which distresses me greatly.
But really, it's the Oscar she should have won for Easy A. You know what I mean? And like, she's finally getting it.
Kind of brilliant.
Why does it distress you so greatly? I mean, I didn't love Poor Things, but I thought she was I don't think you could have made that movie without her.
Agreed. It really was her role created around her. And one of the few things I've seen her in where I didn't just feel like annoyed out of my mind. Like, I'm not an Emma Stone fan, especially not La La Land.
One's a La La Land fan.
I wish that were true. And then there are, you know, there were, she did great in that movie. I cannot argue. It wasn't a bad performance. It was a great performance. Lily Gladstone should have taken that home.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Here's my thoughts on that. As someone who has not seen Killers of the Flower Moon.
I know.
I've heard great things about her performance. I just sort of hate, I feel like she was, I mean, she did win some awards at some of the other things, so that's really good. But I feel like it's the Academy sort of like brings her out and is like, look at us, we're not racist, we nominated a Native American.
Sure.
And then they don't give her the award, and then, you know, how many other projects are we going to see her in? You know what I mean?
Agreed.
I mean, I hope it's a ton. I hope it's a million.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, like, I just feel like we love to have these moments, you know, where, you know, we give... I mean, even, like, Halle Berry won for whatever movie she won for, Monsters Ball.
Mm-hmm.
And, like...
I don't think...
Even Halle Berry has not had that much of a career since then.
I know.
You know what I mean?
You know, that's...
Like, she's done a few things, and she's still, like, a big name and what you would consider a big celebrity. Uh-huh. But it's not like she's had all these amazing opportunities and roles, you know? And she... Wasn't she, like, the second Black person or person of color to win Best Actress?
Yeah.
Or something?
Oh, I think she's the first to win for Best Actress. But there was one who won for Best Supporting, and it was...
From Gone with the Wind.
Gone with the Wind, yeah.
Yeah.
So,
like, so anyway, so that kind of stuff is just insane to me. And so I just, like, I, again, have not seen the movie, so I don't know anything. But
right.
I just don't, I hope that this wasn't just this token, oh, look at us, we nominated a non-white person.
Yeah.
And then we're never going to hire her or make projects that that she would want to do ever again. You know?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Love Hollywood.
Right, right. And with the Halle Berry thing, you mentioned something. I don't think it's a lack for opportunities. She may have just been like, you know, I kind of did my thing and accomplished what I wanted to, and now I'm going to just kind of live my life.
That could totally be true. I don't know.
Right,
that,
right.
But I just do think it's kind of telling that, like, she had that big role. Then she did, like, Catwoman was, like, the next movie.
Yeah.
And then, like, can you name a movie she's done since Catwoman? She's probably done some things.
She has, anyway. But I can't name any of them. And then the other thing I was going to say was, sure, Oppenheimer was the best film of the year if you are okay with not being able to hear the dialogue because the soundtrack's too loud. But
right.
My pick for the year, which I probably said last week, because I think it is a perfect film, regardless of if it's enjoyable, regardless of if it has pyrotechnics, whatever, it was Zone of Interest. So
yeah okay.
So I mean, and I didn't watch because I don't have TV, I just have streaming, and
I know I don't even know how, like, I don't even know how you watch things like that.
Yeah, I don't know anymore. So I just kind of, for the last few years, I did what I've done for the last few years, which is just I follow the Academy's account on Twitter and just turn on tweets, notifications.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I just saw bits and pieces from TikTok because I also didn't watch.
Yeah.
And here are two of my Chantilly creams.
Okay.
Number one was the I'm Just Ken performance.
Yes. I've only seen snippets.
It was mesmerizing. And it's shocking to me that Ryan Gosling is like a singer. Like,
yeah.
He's like a rock star.
I know.
And a lot of people do movies in Hollywood where they sing that they don't, and they don't actually know how to sing La La Land, for example.
Sure.
But like, he sang that, he was not lip syncing. He sang it live.
Yeah.
He was doing choreography. Like, it was great.
Yes.
And this is what I love. It didn't win. It got this big giant show-stopping send-off with tons of dancers and whatever. And
Yeah.
now we never need to hear that song again. Like we're done. It had its little, and I love that song. I think it's great, but I just
Yes.
think like it's had its little moment. I'm so glad it didn't win because it is not a good song objectively.
Right.
But that performance was so much fun and amazing, and the crowd was on their feet, and I just think
I wanna s
perfect, perfect set, perfect send off to that
Right.
little segment of our lives.
Perfect consolation prize. I wanna say a couple things about that. Did you notice that they what is it called? Not parodied, but they mirrored, mimicked. Anyway, it
Oh,
was like
the Marilyn
Marilyn
Monroe.
Monroe, Gentlemen Prefer Blondes. Yeah. And then all the kids were there.
I know, that was great.
That was so great. I loved seeing
Did
all
you
those
see
kids.
the Ken whose first name is, I think you pronounce it Nkuti, but I cannot remember his last name. He's Doctor Who now. He was in
Oh.
Sex Education.
Oh,
Anyway,
okay. Yeah.
did you see him on the red carpet? He wore like a silver breastplate with like his stomach exposed. It was good. It was real
Oh, I
good.
need to look that up.
Anyway, and then my other Chantilly cream from the Oscars was John Cena being naked on
Being
stage.
naked.
Cena, Chaina, I can never remember
It's
how to say
John
his name.
Cena. That body is ridiculous.
It's
It's
unreal.
unreal.
Like, it's like, how does he have, like, how are those cum gutters so pronounced? What do
So,
straight people call
you
those?
know they cum gutters.
They do?
Oh, I don't know. But you know a trick that they do in TV and film when they're going to be showing chest and abs is they actually have to dehydrate a little bit in the upcoming days because it makes those lines more
But
delineated.
here's the thing about him. Here's the thing, because like there are some actors that you look at who are really blown up for like a superhero role or something, and you just think you're using steroids. You can just
Oh,
tell
sure.
they're veiny, you know what I mean? And
Yeah.
they have that sort of like dried out look because they're drying out so that every vein and every sinew of muscle is like popping.
Yeah.
He does not look like that. Like he looks like
Pretty healthy.
he would be cuddly,
Yeah.
but yet I really need a straight person to write in because I know you don't call them cum gutters,
I
but
imagine.
I need a straight lady to write in. Like when men have that V, that defined V that goes down to their
Yeah.
dick, in gay world we call those cum gutters
Yeah.
because when you make them cum, the cum runs down the cum
Oh,
gutter.
so hot.
But I feel like you wouldn't say that in straight world because the cum is not. Like, anyway, the
Well,
cum is coming towards you.
exactly. It's
You're the cum gutter. The
I am
woman is the
one
cum gutter.
walking cum gutter. Yeah.
Should we make a t-shirt that says the woman is the cum
I
gutter?
am a walking 5'10" cum gutter.
Anyway, I think he's hilarious and I think he's super charming and his body is insanity.
Yeah, it's insanity.
Like
It's
there have been several like po things posted of like kind of alternate angles, when they were like putting him in the costume, and he was wearing like some kind of sock, and I don't know if it covered his ass or if it was like a thong kind of thing. But anyway, there are profile shots of him, and you're like, his ass is like
Montana.
bigger than Montana. Anyway, he's beautiful.
Okay, other Chantilly cream and agonies. I have a Chantilly cream. The rest of mine are just cream. They're just cream. They're just
Okay, I don't have any more, so go ahead, knock
cum
it out.
from my gutters. Okay. It's C. Jane's birthday today.
Oh, it is. Happy birthday, C. Jane. I knew
Yeah,
that.
I've heard of her.
I have heard of her.
Yeah. One thing I didn't know about her is that her favorite thing to do on her birthday is to spend it alone.
I love that
Yeah.
so much.
Just on her lonesome, just solo. She's riding solo, riding solo. I hate that song so much. Okay.
What is that song?
Riding solo,
Oh,
solo.
okay. Oh, yeah, that's it.
Yeah, that's all I know about it. I have joined a private sex group here in San Francisco.
Yes, I remember you mentioning this. I can't believe you're talking about it on the podcast.
And
I feel like you're getting kicked out. Wait, didn't we make this joke last week?
no, you can talk about it.
Oh, okay.
You just can't talk about what happens at any of the events.
Okay. Or, have you been to an event yet?
No, but the first one's this week.
Are you going?
I am going.
Oh my God.
And here's the thing. This is what I understand. When you arrive, you wear something that signifies what your level of comfort is. And this has nothing to do with consent. Consent happens throughout the night.
Right.
And many times, even when you're in the middle of something with someone or many people, consent is whenever you want to move on to a new activity with the same person, you say, would you like to do A, B, and C next? And then if the person says no, it's like this agreement that you say, okay, thank you for taking care of yourself.
Oh, that's kind of lovely.
I know, right?
Right.
The consent part is not what I'm talking about. When you come, you wear something that...
Is it like a witch's hat?
No. but you just wear... it's like a bracelet that has a color, and each color symbolizes your level of comfort. Like, I'm here to just observe. There's a color for that. I'm here to just make out. I'm here for just, like, waist up stuff. Or I'm here for all of it. And you can change your bracelet at any time throughout the night.
Do they give you a little card so you can reference the card to remember what the colors mean? And where do you put the card?
I think they make it.
Because you don't have a pocket.
I think they make it pretty easy. I think it's a bracelet. And it's probably like a red, orange, yellow, green kind of system.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what bracelet are you going to wear?
I'm going to observe and then allow myself to change my mind if I choose.
Okay. Will you be wearing clothing while you observe?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, decided right now.
That seems so weird.
Well,
I mean, good for you. Like, living in the big city. I know. But like you're just there in like your like Ann Taylor Loft t-shirt.
How do you know me that well?
Denim, some denim capris and a tenny runner. And you maybe have like a glass of wine.
Uh-huh.
And you're just sitting on the couch and like next to you is some guy getting like pegged.
Absolutely could be the case. They also have these rooms set up within this, wherever we'll be. I'm sure I'm assuming it's a big giant house called Angel Rooms, where you can go in to talk to someone who's not participating and who's sober. And if you need to just decompress, or maybe you got some nerves you want to work out. So there's a lot of safeties worked into.
Wow.
Yeah.
They thought of everything, these kids.
I'm so excited to just be able to see what it is.
I want the full report.
Oh, you'll get it. You'll get it.
I know.
And then one last thing.
Even if I didn't want it, I would get it.
What?
What?
And then one last thing, because I know we've been going long on this little intro. Cold open.
Cold open.
Is... Well, you know what? I'm going to save that for another time.
Okay. I do have one business of the pod to discuss.
Okay.
And I'm going to keep this pretty vague because I did not ask permission to share a lot of specific details. But I asked last week, I wanted to hear from married couples about masturbation.
Oh.
And how they masturbate.
And
we did get a few responses.
How did I miss that?
I don't know, because I never see the Instagram messages, and I happened to get like four the other
day. Oh my God. Okay. What?
But anyway, this I think was the perfect way to say it. One person said, it's like eating lunch. We both know that the other person's eating lunch, and sometimes we eat lunch together, but not necessarily.
Okay.
And I was like, brilliant.
I love that. Love that.
And then also one person discussed, and I'm the biggest believer in this, but they said, they have separate bedrooms, which I am a full supporter of. So they have the space and the privacy to, you know, do whatever.
Do their own goddamn thing. That's amazing.
Yeah. So anyway, but I want to hear from more couples.
Yes.
Right? Tell us about your masturbation.
We want to know, even if you're like, well, I'm nervous about masturbation because I never talked about it with my spouse, even though we're not Mormon anymore. Like,
yeah,
people still have those hangups.
One thing about us is that we're We're really good at giving non-binding and non-medical advice.
Yeah. We're really good at giving advice that's just for entertainment purposes.
Just for fun, just for entertainment purposes. Yep. But we will give it hard.
Oh, yeah.
We will deliver.
With authority and knowledge.
It will be some solid advice for entertainment purposes.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Well, let's take a little breakity break break.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we come back, so Sunday was daylight savings.
Mm-hmm.
We sprang forward,
yeah,
as it were.
Which means we lost an hour.
Which means we lost an hour. It does mean that when I drove home from work today, the sun had not set yet. And I did appreciate that.
Okay.
But we just wanted to talk about the top five things we would have accomplished if only we hadn't lost that hour.
Right. That hour was ripped away from us. And there's so many things that we could have done.
Yeah. And we didn't finish a lot of things. So.
And we want to talk about it.
We want to talk through that. So let's take a little brickety break.
Yeah.
And we'll be back.
We will.
I'm going to go see if they're done vacuuming blood at the...
We don't have to sing.
Let's not.
Oh, hello, gentle listener.
Welcome to Hot Drinks.
I'm
before...
fucking drunk.
God damn it.
Hot drinks.
Hot
drinks.
So I'm already drunk.
Like and subscribe.
Yo.
Hello.
Are we back?
Yeah, we're back. I came back downstairs. But I'm not sitting in the living room because it's too close to the children's prison. So I'm sitting in the kitchen.
Okay.
So I hope this sounds
okay.
Okay,
but so they're still vacuuming up the blood.
Still vacuuming up the blood. Like, why does it
Wild.
Take so long? Anyway.
God, this is so terrible.
It's not terrible. Sometimes there's a little blood in prison.
A girl's prison. I mean, I guess there would be a lot of blood in girls' prison.
It's, well, hey, I don't know that it's just girls. I think it's a children's prison.
Oh, a children's prison.
I think they might have boys, too. But right. I don't actually know that.
I know.
Maybe it's
I
just know. A prison for non-binary folk.
Oh, my God. Okay.
We don't have the answers.
I decided something.
What's that?
I'm going to go first tonight.
Okay, great.
So what is it
so
again?
It's Saturday night. It's rolling into Sunday. You're getting some shit done. And then, yeah. Oops, the clock jumps ahead because it's daylight savings. And you didn't accomplish what?
Calling my mom.
Oh, shoot. Just missed it. Just missed it.
Yeah. I mean, I was ready to go. And then all of a sudden that hour went poof.
And you were like, oh, shit.
It's like, I was like, what sorcery is this?
Yeah, yeah.
And the time just disappeared, and I was just ready to have a reckoning, you know.
And but alas.
What?
Now you can't.
No. So I guess maybe wait till,
Till you're dead?
I don't.
Oh.
I don't want to, I'm not going to call my mom.
Okay.
But the joke was.
Right.
I don't want to wait till we fall back for
right.
going back, turning back the clock, because that means we'd have 2 hours to talk. I'm confused. And that's
okay.
too much time.
Yeah. But, and at some point, can we just do away with daylight savings? Like, can we just stay at this time?
I have heard over the last 10 years, I've heard like twice that we had gotten rid of it. And then it just keeps happening.
Well, I think it's like one of those things that it's like the House will vote for it, but then like the Senate won't ever vote
oh,
for it or something.
Right.
Because our government is so fucking useless. We can't even get rid of this stupid fucking capitalist time change that no one would, not a soul on earth would object to.
Yeah.
Like 100% approval rating.
Mm-hmm.
But instead they're trying to ban TikTok. So
it's so... I know.
You know, your number one is kind of similar to my number one. I was sitting by myself and just thinking and meditating, and I was just about to forgive the LDS Church, and then the time jumped ahead, and I was like, oh, I don't have time. I can't get into that now. I got to go to bed. I got to work tomorrow.
You know what? I want to apologize. Like, I'm sorry, because you must have done so much inner work to get there. And
well,
now it's
I was
going
to do a lot of the inner work during the hour. I was getting ready to do the inner work.
But still, the prep to do the work.
Right.
You really put yourself through your paces.
I did. And then I really was going to work on it in that hour. But then I was like, it's 3 a.m. I got to go to bed. I don't have time for this.
So, yeah.
Still hate them.
Right. Yeah.
Still think they're evil.
And to be fair, any decisions that one would make, I would say between 1:30 a.m. and maybe 4 a.m. aren't probably the best anyway. So
yeah. Yeah. That probably was for the best.
Yeah.
Forgive them. So
close one. That's
is
what
this
that
the,
was.
Is this the funniest episode we've ever recorded or the worst?
Somewhere in between. Like it's not a chantilly
like,
cream or
I
an
feel like
agony.
My other four are a little better than my first one.
What did we decide was in between chantilly cream and agony? I think I said like a cardboard box.
I don't even know because I still don't get chantilly cream and agony because they don't even rhyme or they're not related to each other in any way.
Let's move on.
So I don't know what's in between them.
My number two, are you ready?
I'm ready.
I was going to research what a filibuster is.
But that's none of your business.
I know. And I guess I had forgotten that it was none of my business.
Oh, right.
Because, you know, it was late at night or early in the morning, depending how you look at it.
Right.
I had a notebook ready, a pen, an inky pen.
Uh-huh.
And
some books from the library, some encyclopedias from the library.
Yeah, they still carry those at the library. And then
I know. And I assume that's how you would research something with your pen and paper.
Right.
Was just in the Encyclopedia Britannica.
And the reason I got to this point is because I had already researched the Chevrolet car company to just make sure there's no such thing as a Chevy filibuster. And so once I was convinced of that with the facts, I was ready.
So we were able to eliminate that from the running.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
that
was my life's work for a short time. And there it's all just gone out the window now.
Great. What I love about this episode is we're 6 minutes in and we're already through the first two. So okay, so my number two, the thing that I would have done more with if I had had this hour. So I had been hired to do a project. I'm very creative on the side. I do a lot of art and a lot of like photography. So I'd gotten a special project that I was hired for that was super secret. That's I haven't told you about it yet.
Oh.
But basically. And then I was working on it and I really had high hopes, but I just ended up having to kind of rush it and put it out because it was due on Sunday. So like once I lost that hour, I was like, this is the best we got.
Oh.
So I had been hired to Photoshop the picture of Princess Kate and her family.
Oh.
And I just had to rush it at the end because she's dead, you know. How closely are you following the disappearance of Kate Middleton?
I mean, I think close enough, to be honest.
I am in the rabbit hole this one.
Okay, so where is the rabbit hole saying she is?
Okay, so let's just get the facts out there for people who maybe haven't heard.
Okay.
And some of these facts will be incorrect, as is our purview here on Hot Drinks. But I believe back in December, there was an evening where there was a motorcade that rushed to the hospital where the royal family is treated. I don't remember the name of the hospital. And within that motorcade was a car that people recognized as Prince William's car.
Goddamn.
Right? So rushed to the hospital. Later, I don't know if it was the next day. I feel like it was a few days later. The palace released a statement saying that Princess Kate had to have a planned abdominal surgery and that she would be in the hospital for a little bit and then she would be recovering at home and it would be unlikely that she would make any public appearances before Easter. So already that's sus because the royal family does not release statements like that.
Right.
Like, they just don't.
No.
So, and also like, that was after there had been this sort of rush in the night to the hospital. We never saw a motorcade leave the hospital, which you think you would just because of the security of it all. You know, even if they were trying to be secretive about it, like, you know, there would still be some security details. I don't think we have any evidence of that.
Mm-mm.
She has not been seen. At all since then. There was some public appearance that William was supposed to go to and then that he canceled at the last minute and did not go. So that, and I don't remember what that was. I'm sure people are screaming at their phones. So that was suspicious. So then on Mother's Day, which was Sunday, and that's why I had to turn this in by Sunday, UK Mother's Day.
UK Mother's Day, yeah. No, yeah.
The palace released a photo of Kate and her children, and her three children. What are these noises you're making?
I'm just reacting. I'm sorry. These are my reactions. So
they released this photo. Very quickly, people were like, this photo is fake. Like, yeah. This photo has been Photoshopped together. And then people started going in and pointing out the specific areas. Like, oh, look here at the top of Kate's head. And she has her son standing behind her. Like, you can see that it's really blurred. Like, they had to blend that in.
Oh my
you can
God.
See, like, Princess Charlotte was sitting on the side of the chair. And you can see, like, her skirt kind of sticks out in a weird way that doesn't actually look like how, you know, how, like, it doesn't, it looks like she was pasted into the photo. Anyway, there are several spots in the photo, like, and then Princess Charlotte's hair has, like, this weird thing going on, and then there's just, like, weird kind of blurring between the kids. So, clearly this photo has been altered.
Yeah, and then...
The generous interpretation would be, like, oh, you know, it's hard to get a picture with kids where they're all looking at the camera, so...
Overly,
you know,
generous, yeah.
That's the generous interpretation. So then to backpedal, to, like, cover their trail... The palace releases a statement, allegedly from Kate.
That's the best part.
Where she says, oh, just like many mothers, I like to dabble in Photoshop and like, essentially, like I said, tried to get the best picture of each of the kids, but, like, I'm not very good at Photoshop. Like, that was their official response.
Insane.
That is insane. That the princess... of England, the future queen of England. Will she be the queen? I don't even know.
Yeah.
But anyway, the princess of England, who is at home just convalescing from surgery, is, like, on Canva and is making a photo of her family. And then they release it, like, as the official photo from the royal family. You know what I mean?
Hilarious.
They're like, oh, Kate, just send over that one that you photoshopped. You know, like... This is there's, like, an official channel for the monarchy, and they release this photo.
Right, right.
Anyway.
And so what are they saying as you spiral through the rabbit hole? What are the conspiracy theories?
Well, there are several conspiracy theories. So some people think she's dead.
Okay.
And that they're covering that up, and that then they're going to say there, and that she's been dead for a while. There is some speculation. William is known to have a temper, so there is some speculation that he hurt her or did something to her, and that's why she's kind of been in hiding.
Oh.
There is also speculation that, that, like, she's done. Like, she's just like, I don't want to be married to you anymore.
That's what I think. That's what I think.
And so she's kind of refused to appear, you know, in public or whatever, and they're trying to, like, work out, like, the right things to say or, you know, whatever before they go public. They're also today, they published another photo. Let me see if I can find it really quick so I can get the name right. Because, of course, I didn't prepare for this ahead of time. There was another photo published today. Why do I never know anyone's real name on Twitter? I can never find... anything on Twitter. There was another photo published today of another royal who's, like, she's, like, the marioness of Coucheress or something. Like, it's, like, of some, you've never heard of any of these words or any of these titles.
Wow, no, I have not.
And just published a photo of her and then quickly deleted the photo. And there are rumors that that woman, who's some other royal, is Prince William's mistress. And so that they had to take down the photo because they were like, you can't publish that because that's his mistress. And it was just, like, a normal photo of her. Anyway, so yeah, that he's having an affair. Maybe she's done. Maybe she's dead. We don't know.
Amazing. This is amazing.
But, like, I am not this kind of person. I don't listen to true crime. I'm, like, not a conspiracyist, but, like, somehow I have just been sucked into this.
Yeah.
And I just keep digging and scrolling.
Yeah.
and just wanting to know more. But also, like, it's all kind of fun and games, but it's also like kind of creepy. Like, maybe her husband murdered her. You know what I mean?
I
Or like
know.
had her killed.
Yeah.
So, like, it's fun and cute and that and all that. But yeah,
But
like
it
maybe,
could be
but also possibly she was
a
murdered,
nightmare.
much like her late mother-in-law, Princess
Yeah.
Diana.
Okay.
So
But like,
anyway, so if I'd had more time, I would have done a better job on the Photoshop, but I had to kind of rush.
I what? If
I
you're
had to kind of rush on the photo, so I just had to release it quickly, and
Oh,
so
right.
that's why it's a little blurry.
Right. Well, and look what you started.
What was that noise? Oh, wait. Hold
Yes.
on. What's
Okay.
up?
Nothing.
My phone made a noise. Did you hear it?
I did not.
Well, it was actually someone liking something in our Etsy shop,
Yeah, I saw that.
but my phone made a noise, but maybe people couldn't hear it. I don't know. Anyway, what
This
that was my
episode
number
is
two.
terrible. Okay. Well, here's what I was going to say though. And the mainly I know this because of you and CJ, but what do you call it? The cultural zeitgeist has been giving
Yeah.
lately. There was, what's her
Yeah.
name? Katie Britt.
Oh yeah, she was fun.
Is it Katie?
Yeah, I think so.
Katie
Katie Britt,
Britt.
she was the yeah. She was the Republican response to the State of the Union,
Yeah.
and she gave her whole
And
speech
she
like
I
this.
really liked Scarlett Johansson's take on it on Saturday Night Live.
I watched it, but like I felt like it wasn't crazy enough. Like Scarlett seemed kind of like dialed in, and I was like, no, this lady was crazy.
If you haven't looked it up, please do.
Let me just to cap off my last story.
Oh.
The woman's name is Lady Rose Henbury, and she's the Marchioness of Cholmondeley.
I think you said marioness before, and I was like, why does that not sound right?
This is the word, Marchioness. Marchioness, what is that?
I don't know. I don't know, dude.
Anyway, and she's apparently a friend of Kate's, but that she is William's mistress.
So the friend of Kate, the marchioness,
Yeah.
is the purported mistress.
Right, like she's the Camilla Parker Bowles of this whole thing.
Oh,
Okay.
yeah.
Anyway,
I love it.
what's your number three? Number four? What number are we on?
I think we're on three.
When I wrote my list, I thought this is going to be the funniest episode. This is going to be so good.
I don't even know. I don't even know
Okay.
anymore.
And now I'm looking at my number three and it's not funny. But go ahead.
Okay. Number three was I was gonna reevaluate my feelings about marriage.
Okay. But you just plumb ran out of time.
Yeah, and I mean, good thing that I ran out of time because well, let's say good thing for daylight savings time because Kate Middle is it Middleton? Kate Middleton missing, made me think about how, but I didn't think about this until we lost that hour. It made me think loves to watch royal weddings, especially people who love weddings and The Bachelor. But you know what? The prince is always going to have an affair, and that is my favorite thing, that the most like popular and watched weddings are proving all my theories about marriage. But anyway, I was going to sit with it. I was going to do some tarot. I was going to do some bloodletting and really
Just really dig in.
Did I get quiet?
You like blipped for a
Okay,
second.
my daughter tried to call me, but I rejected that bitch.
Oh,
So,
good job.
yeah, but
Why are your kids always calling while we're
I
trying to do the show?
it's time to do the show. anyway, but and I thought at the end of this hour, if I can honestly say, consider marriage for myself, I was going to take a husband.
Oh, just on Sunday morning.
have a fellow student, fellow classmate, who, when they decided they were ready to get married.
Is this the classmate that I think it is?
Yes.
Okay.
They went to Bible study.
Right.
And they explained it like, and I sat there and I looked around the room and I thought, okay, who am I going to marry? And she did end up marrying one of those. So I could have taken a husband Sunday morning.
Here's the thing that I would like to say about believing people, believers, not believing people, not the act of believing people, but people whom believe.
In God and Jesus in America?
I mean, just who have faith in something.
Oh, in
when
okay.
I, when I came to the point where I thought I either need to leave the church or I will probably kill myself.
Oh.
My first thought was, well, I should pray and ask God what he thinks.
Oh, God, I know.
Like, I should reach out to a white man in the sky and get his opinion.
Yeah.
And of course, when I told Mary Jo Coco that, she was like, well, that's impossible. And I go, why? And she goes, because he would never tell you to leave the church. I don't think I told Mary Jo Coco that the alternative was that maybe I would kill myself. But I said, well, either it was me all along, or he did tell me to leave the church. Because it was the same feeling I felt a million times in my life when I have prayed for guidance.
Yeah.
But anyway, I just think, like, good for me for learning to trust myself. But also, I just think, what the fuck? Like, I really wanted to know what, like, since when do I care about the opinion of white men?
I know. Yeah.
But, like, I wanted to know what the white man wanted for me.
Yeah.
Like, the most white man of all white men. I wanted to know his thoughts.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I know. Well, how did we end up here?
Because you said that your classmate went to Bible study and was like,
and took a husband.
Who should I marry?
Yeah.
And I was talking about how believers are weird.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah.
That's how we got there.
You know the story about me when I was at one of my top three crisis points. Okay. Take that in.
Right.
One of my top three crisis moments of my 48 years.
Right. And there's been at least four crisis moments.
Or else no top three, but just a regular three. So
right.
One thing I would do during this crisis time, so going outside of the moment and the days and weeks outside of it, I would get in the car after the kids went to bed and just drive around town, or someone sometimes just jump on the freeway. And this was when I lived in Cedar City, or I'd drive up Cedar Canyon.
You'd go straight to Cedar Pocket.
I would never drive that far. This particular night, top three crisis moment.
Mm-hmm.
I had driven around and then end up parked in front of our ward building. And for those of you who are never Mormon, it's just the church building you attend because you're assigned a building. And so I can see, you know how they always keep the lights on in the foyer and you can see the artwork. And there was a picture of Christ there, of course.
Right.
And I kept trying. I knew that I would feel better if I had some Taco Bell. But it was Sunday. I literally thought if I had some Taco Bell, that might be the thing keeping me from driving my minivan off of Cedar Mountain.
What were you going to order?
Okay.
What would have your order
been?
Do you
remember the Mexi Melt?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. A Mexi Melt.
So racist, but so delicious.
Nachos. And
Del Grande or just regular?
Regular. And then a bean and cheese burrito with sour cream and extra onions.
Oh.
Yeah.
Get it.
Uh-huh. With a Diet Mountain Dew.
Right. I can see why you would want to live for that.
And I thought that will get me to tomorrow.
Right.
But instead, I sat in front of this building while I'm having this internal battle. A soul cry battle. And just stared at the painting of Jesus because I knew it would keep me from going to Taco Bell on a Sunday.
It's just, I mean, it's like, we're really on a tangent now, but it's fine.
We really
the rest of this episode's pretty trash, but.
Okay.
Like in so many ways, like I can see how you would think like, oh, it's really beautiful for people to have this belief and this kind of hope in something bigger.
Yeah.
And, you know, like that is this really beautiful thing. And I think it's such a like, it's so deceptive and manipulative that like we just teach people not to listen to yourself and say, I really want that bean and cheese burrito with sour cream and extra onion.
Yeah.
I'm going to go get that because that's going to make me feel good.
Yeah.
We teach you to deny that feeling.
Right.
And to instead look to this external source for some sort of validation, you know?
Yeah, I know.
It's kind of how I feel about the afterlife, which I don't really know what I believe about the afterlife, but I don't believe in like the Mormon heaven. And I just think it feels like such a sad bait and switch that like, you know, these Mormon women who have lost their husbands or Mormon men who have lost their wives will be laying in their deathbed and will just be thinking, okay, here it comes. My sweetheart is going to be waiting for me and they're just ready. And then it's just like, blip. You know what I mean?
Right.
Anyway. So yeah, belief is sad. What's your number four?
Did you do your number three?
Oh, I didn't.
Okay. What's your number?
Hold on. Let me open my notes app. My number three is if I had that hour back, I would have watched that 16-minute YouTube video you sent me about how to activate your Vegas.
Oh, no. so that answers that question I was meaning to ask you. You have not watched it.
No, it's like 16 minutes long.
Oh my God, 16 minutes. Oh no.
What am I going to do? Sit and look at my phone for 16 minutes?
Isn't that what you do though? What we do?
Yeah, but in those 16 minutes, I watch 87 videos.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Oh my God.
So let me give a little background.
Oh.
I am working on learning and developing stress regulating strategies in my life.
Okay.
Because I'm not very good at doing things like meditation or things, you know, like things like that are very hard for me to do. I'm, you know, it's hard for my ADHD brain to focus on whatever.
Uh-huh.
And so I've sort of leaned into this idea of doing these more sort of biological based exercises. So the one that I've been doing pretty consistently, and my goal is, wow, this is, I'm really getting in there now. What my goal is I want to do them enough that when I'm not dysregulated, that they become habitual so that when I'm in a moment of emotional dysregulation, I'll fall back on these things because they'll just be so habitually part of my life. So anyway,
got it.
So I've been doing this one called the mammalian diving response, which is basically, apparently biologically, mammals have a response that when you plunge into cold water, and the water is high enough that you can feel it like around your eyes, that your body, in order to keep you alive, like slows your heart rate down, slows your breathing down. Because if you were like an animal out in the wild, you would need to slow those things down so you don't drown.
Uh-huh.
So you can simulate that by either sticking your face in a bowl of water or by just using like an ice compress on your eyes. So I've been doing that for like 10 minutes a day. Anyway, there's also this thing called the vagus nerve, which is the big main nerve that runs up and down.
That's the video.
Your body. I know.
Okay.
And I had mentioned to you that I was doing this and you said, oh yeah, you should stimulate the vagus nerve. Like, let me send you this video. And this was like a month ago or something.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
But it is 16 minutes long.
Okay. But I remember telling you, if you go to minute four, he's just talking about the vagus nerve. And then.
I forgot that part. I didn't remember.
Minute
you said
four.
That.
And then it's really just 12 minutes of exercises that you can do with him and then do on your own anytime.
12 minutes though?
Oh my God, stop it.
Can someone find a TikTok about, I actually did find some TikToks about the vagus nerve, but I don't even want to watch a 4-minute TikTok. So there's no way I'm watching a 16-minute YouTube video.
Oh, Jesus. God. All right, great.
Listen, I did not choose the streets. The streets chose me. You know what I mean?
I do. I feel you.
No,
God.
I just mean like, it is my fault, but like I did not choose to be this way where I can't watch a 16-minute video. But I've probably started it like four times. And then about at a minute 30, I'm like, there's still 15 more minutes of this and then I move on. So I am still not stimulating my vagus nerve. Am I stimulating it or I'm activating it, right? Or I'm calming it down?
It's both. It's all of those things.
Okay.
It's all of those things. If you watch the video, you know. Anyway.
Well, I'll maybe will. Anyway.
Okay, there it is. All right.
What's your number four?
My number four is this. In that hour that just went poof, all of a sudden, right. I was looking forward to it, and then it was gone. I was going to finish the last hour of the 1984 Dune movie. But damn it. But damn it.
Wait, have you really watched?
Darn it to heck. Darn it.
Have you really watched the first several hours of the 1984 Dune movie?
First several hours.
I don't know how long is. I have no idea how long
this movie is only like 2 hours and 16 minutes. And yes, I have watched maybe the first 45 minutes. And my God, for some reason, I thought special effects in 1984 were a fuck of a lot better.
No, I saw a clip. So there's this, I have not seen Dune 2, and I got drunk and slept through Dune 1, as we discussed last week.
Yep.
But I've read like half of the book, and then I was like, this guy's named Duncan Idaho. I can't read this. This woman's named Jessica. I can't read about Jessica. Anyway, but there is a sci-fi thing in Dune where they, I can't remember what they call them, but they wear these like personal shields.
Yes. Are you going to, I think you're going
to activate. Huh? And they're supposed to be like, well, I don't even know if in the book if it says they're like skin, but the idea is like you can't really see them, but it's like this shield that's projected around your whole body to keep you safe.
You can kind of see it.
Yeah. Have you seen that clip in the 1984 one? Because I saw it on TikTok.
That's what I wanted to talk about. It looks like cubes of my jello. God.
They look like Roblox characters.
Yeah, but fighting. Made of jello.
They're just like big. And jiggly cubes.
And I'm sitting here in my lawn chair in my studio apartment watching it.
It's like, why are you in a lawn chair?
It's the only.
I forget, you're not allowed to have furniture.
Right. Yeah. I'm sitting here in my lawn chair and they both push the little button on their little wrist device.
And are you watching it on your phone? What are you watching?
I'm watching it on the Roku TV my sister got me.
Oh, how cute of her.
I know. And they Kyle MacLachlan and Patrick Stewart. Yes, Patrick right. Stewart.
Yeah. Which, by the way, it is like 1984 was 40 years ago.
Yeah.
Patrick Stewart looks exactly the same as he looks now. Like 100% the same. And it's 40 years ago.
Fuck the aging of men. Fuck it forever. For real.
Well, really, fuck society for the way we think about the aging.
And that's what I mean.
Yeah.
So they push the little button on their wrist device, and all of a sudden they're surrounded by this robot-like jelly cube.
They're like in a jello mold.
Yes. And it hurt my eyes. I was like, oh my God, I need this fight to be over quick because it's... me.
Yeah.
It was so horrible. But then also there's who's the guy that was with our favorite 80s time traveler, Scott Bakula? What was his little guy's name?
Oh, Dean something.
Dean
Winterbottom.
Stockwell. I don't
know. Oh, yeah, Stockwell.
Winterbottom, which is also a name that is two separate words put together. Dean Stockwell is playing an Asian person.
Oh, no, he's not.
Yes.
Oh, shoot.
And then,
oh, dang it.
And then, of course, as everybody, as far as I understand, whenever you bring up the 1984 Dune, the first thing you think of is that Sting was in it.
Right.
Yeah.
Who does he play? Who's his character in the current Dune?
I'm, let's see. Okay, so it's.
Is he Oscar Isaac?
No, he's a bad guy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
worm that looks like Austin, a booty hole?
He's the Austin Butler character.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, that doesn't make any sense to me, but of course I haven't seen it. So. Right.
And I love Sting, and I love seeing rock stars in movies. Oh, yes.
Did Sting do other movies?
I can't remember.
That's, I was wondering that myself.
Or was this kind of a one-off?
That I was, yeah, I was wondering that myself. Do you remember when he was on Saturday Night Live in the 90s? Oh, no, you don't, because you didn't get Saturday Night Live in Utah.
Well, we weren't allowed to watch it.
Right. No.
Well and, that's true. But also, it was, that's true. It was banned in Utah.
Oh, my God. Okay, he was in two episodes.
Like, the local affiliate would not carry Saturday Night Live because it was too smutty.
Right. Right. So
I had totally forgotten.
He
that.
Was on a Saturday Night Live episode in the 90s and one in the 80s. Both were stellar. I think it was two. But anyway, he was in two episodes of Only Murders in the Building. And he was in Zoolander 2.
Oh, I don't.
He was in the B movie. Hello, are you there? Hello. You're coming in and out. Hey.
I'm sorry.
Well, it was going. That was crazy. Why do you apologize?
Well, we should just end the episode. No, I'm just kidding. My child needed money. I was trying to send it to him. I think somehow I disconnected us doing that. Of course, he was annoyed at the way I sent it to him. He wanted the money to come a different way, you know, that I don't actually have access, you know, anyway. And then when I messaged you the next time, my phone did that thing again where it is connected to some like headphones that are up in my bedroom right now.
That's why I heard something. I heard something.
I'm like, oh my God, you probably heard the blood vacuum, which is still going.
Okay, but to finish up on Dune 1984, I don't even remember what we were saying.
No.
But the last scene that I watched in my lawn chair was the scene where you see the Baron that's played by the Skarsgård guy.
Oh.
In the new one.
I think his name was Kjellon. What? I don't remember.
I don't know either. But you see the Baron. He grabs this guy who looks like a twink, and the guy is wrapped in plastic except for those.
Is it Timothy Chalamet?
Somehow Dune 2 made Timothy Chalamet look like anything but a twink. I don't know how they did it.
Adorable.
But not physically, but just energetically. So, right. Anyway, there's this twink with red hair wrapped in plastic. And he seems like a servant or something, but there is a hole cut out of the front on his chest. And then all of a sudden they show that in that hole is a plug. They pull out the plug and he starts to bleed. Uh-huh. And I guess he drinks his blood or something, but I didn't see that coming.
The Skarsgård drinks his blood.
The Baron character does. Yeah. In the 1984.
Which is the Skarsgård.
Right. Character. Okay. The new one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. Or not. Some might argue not interesting.
I submit that it is interesting.
That's a great story, and you should remember it and tell it at parties. Just kidding. That's just one of my old mean girl things.
It was like a blood bag. Anyway, go piss, girl. What's your number four?
So my number four, I was just about to do it, and then I ran out of time, and I was like, oh, man. I ran out of time. It was butt stuff.
Just casually?
It just seemed so fun, you know?
But you were butts just going to try some casual, no strings attached butt stuff?
Well, I was at a sex club, a sex party.
No, you...
And I had on the orange bracelet, which means butt stuff. But I had just gotten there. Well, I'd been up in the angel room for a minute talking through my sexual trauma. But then I had headed down to they call it the sex floor at the party that I'm at. And I put on my orange bracelet because I was like, let's go, butt stuff. Let's go, butt stuff. And I went down and then I was just getting, I mean, it seemed so fun, just everything about it. And then I was just getting ready. And then I was like, oh, is it 3 a.m. all of a sudden? Oh, I got to go. I got to go.
Oh,
and then I went
man.
Home.
All of a
so
sudden.
So no butt stuff.
It was 1:59 and then it was 3 a.m.
I know. And I was like, would you look at the time? And I just zipped my butt right up and I headed out the door.
You've been chanting, let's go. Let's go.
But no stuff for me.
But capitalist daylight savings ruins everything. Again.
Joe Biden won again.
Yeah.
I did just read a book about gay werewolves that had some exceptional butt stuff. And I was like, this sounds fun.
Okay, give me a scene. Describe a scene of butt stuff.
With the gay werewolves?
Yes.
Oh my god.
Like what kind of news and
So there's the gay werewolves.
Okay.
Well, one of them is a human, one of them is a werewolf.
Oh, okay.
But the human, the one who is the werewolf is the alpha, but he had to leave because his father was killed by a rogue werewolf who wants to become an alpha. So he had to leave to go kill the alpha.
Avenge.
While he was gone, spoiler alert, if anyone reads this book, the human became an alpha. No one even knows how that's possible. The werewolves don't know.
What?
They don't know.
Is he even a werewolf?
No, he's a human, but he's an alpha now.
Oh, okay.
So then the other alpha comes back, but first they're really mad at each other because the alpha was gone for a long time, and the human is like, you left me, and he's like, I had to protect you, you know, all that bullshit.
Yeah.
And then I don't remember, something happens, they start, but see, they're also mates. But like they have not officially become mates yet.
Popular trope.
I think that means when they do butt stuff is when they officially become mates.
That sounds right.
But they haven't done that yet.
Okay.
So they're I don't know, they're whatever. They're wrestling on the bed and they're kissing and then they start taking clothes off, and then the human is a little bit more experienced than the werewolf. Like, he's been with some other dudes.
Oh.
But he knows that if they actually do, like, butt stuff, that, like, it will mess up. Like, they need to focus on, like, stopping the evil wolf.
Right. It will get in the way of their vengeance.
It's too distracting. It's too distracting if they start doing the real butt stuff.
As it always is.
So instead, and again, the other guy... Oh, sorry. I just was making some chainmail. The other guy... The werewolf is inexperienced, and so, you know, also he doesn't want to just, like, jump right into it. So instead, it's a lot of, like fingers in the butt, and then, like, multiple fingers in the butt.
Oh.
So, anyway, that's what happened in the werewolf.
Okay, but, like, what were there, like, moans of pleasure? Did they cry out each other's names?
I'll
Did anybody come?
I
think the gentle listeners want to hear it.
No, I'll send you an audio clip of it later.
Okay, fine.
Of me, I'll read it.
Oh, don't, please, God, no. No, don't you dare.
You literally were asking me to, like, act it out, and then I was like, I'll send you an actual clip, and then you were like, different. I would rather die.
It's different than you actually reading it. For some reason, I don't know why, it just is, okay?
If you see an audio clip come through the group chat from me, that's what it is.
I'm not going to listen to it.
That's why I'm warning you.
I wonder if maybe I shouldn't have talked about the sex club.
Oh, we need to delete this whole episode.
I don't know. I'm not going to delete the episode. I don't give a fuck that much. Okay.
I think it's funny because, like, also... Remember last week there was a scare where someone had farted on Mike?
That was a few weeks ago. Yeah.
And you texted me and said, oh, hey, can you jump in and edit that out? And I was just like, I don't know how to, I can't do that.
I've done it before. I guess I could.
Well, I was going to say, I have as much knowledge about editing things out of these podcasts as you do. So if you really want to edit something out, it's on you, babe.
Okay. Have you done your 4?
Butt stuff.
Oh, right. Gosh, mine just get more and more boring.
My 5th one's pretty good. So what's your number 5?
Oh, okay. I was going to go over my credit report, but...
Wow. Here's. I just want to give you this little pro tip, because I feel like this came up last week, too.
What, the credit?
No, well, no, I don't have any credit tips, but it's a podcasting tip that I've learned in my years as a podcaster.
I want you to come up with your top five, and then I want you to look at them, and I want you to think of, like, the order.
Oh.
So you want to start out strong. Yeah. You want, like, a good one to, like, kick it off, to really, like, sell the concept.
Yeah, okay.
And then if you have some that are, like, you're not sure how they're going to land, you put those in the middle. But then you pick a great one to end on. Like a funny one. Because remember last week, I ended on something really funny, and then you ended on, like, babies being buried alive or something.
What?
I can't remember.
What the fuck? What? See, I disagree.
I don't even remember our topic last week. But, oh, it was about marriages ending.
Yeah, because
and
of
my
us.
Last one was like, haha, and your last one was like, you will cry yourself to sleep tonight alone. And then we were like, subscribe to our Patreon.
Okay. But
how is your credit report lately? Is it better now that you're a student? Is it about the same?
I have actually no idea.
Okay.
Yeah. I like to keep it that way.
Okay, great. Well, credit was invented to keep us enslaved to capitalism. So...
I mean, yeah.
And you know, lots of countries don't have credit reports.
I imagine. Fucking imagine. I have money to put a car. I've always paid my rent on time. I'm not late on any of my credit card bills. And they would give you a car.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've been turned down for cars.
I know. Anyway, so my number five... if I had just had a little bit more time that night, right after I left the sex party, took off my orange bracelet, I had a plan.
That's tough.
We were going to record a demi-toss.
Oh!
And then the hour was gone.
Oh, that really got me right there in the feels.
So a demi-toss is the bonus episodes you get if you subscribe to our Patreon. Patreon.com/demitas.
When was
you,
the last?
I mean, wait, patreon.com/demitas?
No.
patreon.com/hotdrinks. You pay a little bit of money every month and you get bonus episodes from us. Let me find when we posted the last bonus episode.
Oh my God.
But again, we thank you for those of you who are still subscribed.
The bottom of our hearts, like no cap.
No cap. Oh my God. What is this doing? Patreon? Ugh. Anyway, it thinks I'm trying to like create a new Patreon. But anyway.
Mindy Gledhill, save that for the next time you redo our intro.
So if only there had not been a time jump, you would have had a new
demi-toss. And what were we going to talk about again? I forget.
We were going to talk about La La Land.
Jesus. It would have been just me screaming and yelling.
And what a seminal moment that was.
Butt stuff. Let's go.
Wait, did you see when they announced Best Picture last night? Because I understand it was an old person who also messed it up, a la the La La Land.
Oh my God. No,
I don't think they messed it up that bad, but something, it was just like, please stop sending out the oldest people in Hollywood to like announce these major awards.
Maybe it was Al Pacino.
Oh yeah, he is one of the oldest people in Hollywood.
Right, who I met.
Well, great. Great.
He's small. He's short.
Okay. So the last demi-toss we recorded was 1 year ago. Oh my God. When we had the AI write a script for the demi-toss.
Oh.
That was a funny one.
I forgot about that. That was only
And then before that, it was a few days before that, or a month before that, we did one about erectile dysfunction.
You know what? A year ago isn't really that bad.
You know, for people paying us, it's not that bad. Okay, well, I say we call it. I say we just end the podcast here and never record again. If you would like to support us, oh my God, someone just joined the Patreon. Shout out to that person.
Shout out.
And then earlier, like four people canceled their membership, which is fine. Which is fine.
We're
but someone just joined yesterday.
Okay. Great.
Here's the thing.
Okay.
If you want to support us.
Yeah.
Oh, her husband's cute. Oh. If you want to support us, you can do that one of three ways.
Okay. Well, how are those ways?
Patreon.com/hotdrinks. You can support our jewelry business
Aspera Jewelry, or you can buy our merch, which I'm probably going to take down soon. So if you want to get it, now's your chance.
Yeah, yeah, now's the chance.
Yeah, so anyway, well, this was a waste of an evening.
And that's what we, that's our sign off every episode.
Well, that's a waste of an evening. What do you have planned this week? Anything fun coming up? Oh, we don't usually do that. That's
so sweet of you to ask me. Well,
other than the sex club.
Oh,
other than the redacted.
Okay. Well, I have 7.5 hours of class tomorrow.
Right.
I have work on Wednesday, and I have class and a film shoot on Thursday.
A film shoot?
Uh-huh.
You're such an actress.
And then Friday, not a goddamn thing, baby.
Oh, the best. The
yeah. Best. On those days, I masturbate until I'm in pain.
Wow.
Just because I do it a long time, you know. Not because I'm abusing myself. It depends on who you ask, though.
It could be.
Yeah.
Well... good times.
Thanks,
okay.
Everybody.
I really think this is when people are like, yeah, we thought we wanted it weekly, but the well's running dry.
This is the moment where...
this is the moment where they're like, please go back to once a month.
We'll pay you more. This might be our Abbey Road, which was the last.
We'll pay you more if you go back
the Beatles
to once a month.
Made. Yeah.
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 Okay.
Okay, have a great night.
Bye.
Bye. Mwah, mwah.